work by my guest, Sue Stewart-Smith, is an inspiring and deeply researched exploration of the healing effects of gardening, those long-lasting mental health benefits that can come from immersing oneself in the natural world. Probably a very important place to be in these times. The well-gardened mind, the restorative power of nature. Sue, good morning to you. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, Shelley. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Yes, from across the pond you hail, and I hope you are safe and secure in your homeland.
I am, and have a lovely garden, which is a wonderful thing to have at the moment.
Yes, would you expand upon that from the work that we are to discuss in the well-gardened mind? How important is it in these times to, well, spend time in our garden?
More important than ever, and what's been really amazing to see is that response of turning back to nature in response to the pandemic, because, you know, everything in the human world has been thrown into uncertainty and upheaval. People are going through a lot of loss and anxiety, but nature hasn't been changed, and we can turn to nature for her beauty, for consolation, and that feeling of something stabilizing in our lives is enormously helpful for our mental health.
Yes, in your work, again, the well-gardened mind, you do dig deep into the psychological benefits of growing plants. What gardening serves not simply as an escape, but as a critical activity to reduce stress. Tell me more about the psychology here.
Well, Shelley, the amazing thing about gardening is the many different levels that it works on us. So at the most biological level, our nervous systems are primed to respond in a healthy way, in a positive way, to various aspects of the natural environment. And that's because, you know, if we think about our brains, the brain evolved within nature. So, you know, sunlight, the amount of green vegetation around us, even getting our hands in the earth, all of these have direct beneficial effects on the brain and levels of neurotransmitters in the brain.
Yes.
But in addition to that, there are all the psychological and emotional aspects of gardening, you know, the soothing aspect of being in nature, the sounds and the sensory impressions, but also the meaning of gardening and engaging with the natural growth cycle. And I think that's been a very important thing for many people at this time as well. There was such a rush to buy seeds at the beginning of the pandemic, and the wonderful thing about seeds is they give us a window into a future. It's a future that we can readily imagine too. And at moments of crisis, you know, like we are collectively now, or for people on a personal level, gardening gives you a sense of the future when you might not be able to get that, or the future is otherwise, you know, very very frightening. So anyway, I could talk at length.
Yes.
In a nutshell, it's working on different levels, really.
Yes.
Psychological and neurological.
Yes, and you devote one of your chapters to bringing nature to the city. How are we to do this?
I think this is going to be more and more important, because one of the things the pandemic's shown us is the huge disparity in well-being between people who have access to parks and gardens and people who don't. And I hope that if one thing comes out of this, that, you know, one good thing, that this might be one of them, because the more we can green our urban spaces, the better it is for physical and mental health. And it has some quite surprising effects, actually. There's been a lot of research over the last couple of decades showing that just simply introducing green space or for instance, gardening on vacant lots in rundown parts of cities can enhance people's mood, reduce feelings of helplessness and feelings of stress, and also reduce violence that's going on in the neighborhood. So it's beneficial in so many different ways. And also, having plants is better for the climate and reduces pollution.
I know you share many stories, uplifting stories. Can you share a story with us?
Yes, I can. It's always difficult to choose one because, you know, each of the people who I describe in the book and tell their stories, they are, you know, they're each special in their own way. But maybe I'll just talk about a woman I met at an addiction, a center for rehabilitation for addiction in Italy, and it's a project, a residential project that lasts for 2 years. And I met her in the flower nursery where she had been working for 18 months. And she described to me what a bad way she'd been in at the beginning and how full of hate she was, actually. She was always angry, very let down by life. She'd had a very difficult start in life. She couldn't connect with the garden at all for about 9 months. And she was growing flowers that were being sold in supermarkets. They were wonderful, brightly coloured petunias. And I thought they were amazing. But she described how she couldn't see any beauty in the world at that point. And her way in, and the thing that changed everything for her, was discovering some cacti plants. You know, sort of the most unpromising thing in a way in terms of reconnecting because they're so spiky. But they seemed to speak to her, and she started to care for them and rescued them. And from then on, she found her way into gardening and suddenly realized that the whole working with nature is about a sort of give and take. You know, you give to the plants, you care for them, and they give back to you through the beauty. And just as I was saying goodbye to her, she sort of looked back with me and said, "Don't you see how beautiful they are?" So that's one person's journey through gardening.
And many other journeys in your latest work, The Well-Gardened Mind, The Restorative Power of Nature. Sue Stewart-Smith, how do we find out more information about your work?
I have a website, which is simply suestewartsmith.com, without the hyphen in the name. And I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. So I think if people Google, they'll find me.
Let's see, you're about 5 hours ahead of us. Have you been out into the garden today?
I have. I've been out watering first thing this morning because it's rather a hot day here.
The Well-Gardened Mind by you, Sue Stewart-Smith. Enjoy your day.